Good morning. Welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight, a half-hour program featuring groups and artists from around the Ozarks. A very special edition, the Mark Mathis family, featuring their brand new project called The Turn. From that project, here's the story of my life on the Local Artist Spotlight.
I want to meet Noah and talk about the flooding. Sit and visit with old Moses about the fire and the blood. Take a day and stroll with Mary. Maybe spend the day with Ruthie. Look around for Paul and Silas. Talk about the gospel truth. I wanna be just like them, where the story of my life helps someone to stand and walk through their darkest, lonely night. Oh, I'm not a super saint, don't even think I could ever be. But I hope someday someone can say they saw Jesus in me when they look at and read the story of my life. I don't claim to be perfect, the good Lord knows I ain't. I want to be like Jesus, I try but I just can't. I believe that I'm surrounded by a crowd that cheers me on, saying, don't stop, keep on running, soon you'll sing the victory song. And I wanna be just like them, where the story of my life helps someone to stand and walk through their darkest, lonely nights. Oh, I'm not a super saint, don't even think I could ever be. But I hope someday someone can say they saw Jesus in me when they look at and read the story of my.
Music from the Mark Mathis family. It's called The Story of My Life on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight, as we are featuring the Mark Mathis family this morning on our program. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Of course, the Mark Mathis family, a lot of folks know them very well from right here in the Ozarks, live up around the Springfield area. Mark is very involved in ministry, and he's able to travel with his family. We're actually talking to him today, have him here with us at KTTK. Mark, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be here, and thanks for having us on your show.
Hey, it is so great to have you guys, and we are so excited about having a whole half hour to feature this project, because there's so many good songs on here. When we were listening to this earlier, when we first got a copy of it, it's like, which one do you pick to play? In fact, I even called you and said, Mark, there's so many good songs. Which one do you think you guys might maybe release someday? So we've picked that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But this has been a fun project for you guys to do, hasn't it?
It has. We went to Nashville the first of the year, and we just had an incredible time. We had a fun going through like about 75 songs, just trying to pick the right songs for this project, and we're excited for how God's using this project.
Now, you get a rare opportunity as a true blessing to be able to travel with some family. And that can be also probably not a blessing at times, depending on how everybody gets along. But you, I know, every time I see you, you're smiling when you stand on stage with these kids. Why don't you tell folks who you get the privilege to travel with?
You know, I can't believe that I get to sing with my daughter, Bobby, and her husband, Caleb Brevis. And we just enjoy getting together and going to wherever God will take us and to share our ministry through music. And so, yeah, my daughter, Bobby, her husband, Caleb, and then my wife, Lisa, manages our group.
And she's kind of the backbone, too. She keeps the product table going and probably helps keep, if she's like my wife, keeps you straight exactly. on where you need to be and when and keeping all that stuff going. So, because you all have other jobs besides doing this. This isn't a full-time ministry, so it takes a lot. And I know you're the worship leader at Crossway Baptist Church in Springfield, a great church. So many good people I know that go up there, and they are just absolutely love the work that you do there with the music program. Music is kind of a passion for your life, isn't it?
It is. As long as I can remember, I've been doing music. My mother's side of the family was very musical, and we would get together monthly and just jam all night long. And so church music when I was a small child, playing the piano for churches by the age of 12, and I've just been involved in music for a long time.
Great. Now, this next song we're going to hear off the project is He Saw Me, a song that you wrote. So tell us a little bit about this.
You know, I wrote that song probably 20, 30 years ago. And the only thing I can remember about this song is after I wrote this song, one of our friends from church came by and I said, I want to sing this song for you. And I'd get to that first verse and I'd break down. I could not sing that song. It just meant so much to me to know that God loved me so much and that he sent his son. And on that cross, he could have called 10,000 angels. He didn't have to do that. He even prayed, Lord, if there's any other way, but not my will, but your will be done. And so he could have called 10,000 angels, but he came for a purpose and he knew what that purpose was. And that was to die for the sins of the world. And so he saw me, he saw you, and he died for us.
Angry crowd that mocked his name, they pierced his side, he felt the pain. He hung upon the cross that day in agony. My blessed Savior bled and died, the precious Lamb was crucified. He gave his life for you and me on Calvary. He could have called 10,000 angels to set him free, but he looked far beyond the crowd that day. Praise God, he saw me, the price I never will repay, the blood he shed for me that day. Oh, praise his name, he bore the shame, he saw. They nailed his hands and feet that day. Upon the cross he bowed to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then he saw my heart so stained with sin, so lost without, so black within. He paid the price, he gave his life, he saw me. He could have called 10,000 angels to set him free,
He Saw Me. That's the Mark Mathis Family on KTTK, our featured group, as we're spotlighting their brand new project here on the Local Artist Spotlight. If you would like to hear this interview, if you love the Mark Mathis Family like we do, it's going to be posted on our website, kttkradio.org. You can go and listen to it, or you can even download it to be able to keep it and listen to it whenever you'd like. Take it with you wherever you go. So we just love technology. It gives us a chance to listen to those programs and shows all the time. Hey, Mark, we talked about your songwriting. Probably a song that one of your biggest hits recorded by a group, which you had a lot of them, and we won't even start naming the songs because there's so many of them, but there is a song that absolutely went to the top of the charts that some guy that just started singing a few years ago, he's trying to make it in Southern gospel music, but I think your song finally gave him his break. Bill Gaither with the Gaither Vocal Band. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Now, I've heard the story, but if folks haven't heard the story, this song came about just on a drive through the Ozarks, didn't it?
It did. I actually was on my way to Branson to help Caleb. He was in the studio, and I was going to help him with backup. And that morning, it was just one of those beautiful spring mornings. I was driving down just past the Ozark, and just as you start to see those Ozark hills, and I remember thinking, Lord, these hills are so beautiful. How can someone drive down this road and not think of you? You're the great creator. You made these mountains. How can they? And it was just as if he spoke to me that day in that car. And he said, Mark, just like these mountains have caused you to think of me, this personal mountain that you're facing today is not too big for me. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes it takes a troubled sea to get a hold of me.
I faced a mountain that I've never faced before, and that's why I'm calling on you, Lord. And I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and
forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say.
Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold.
Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Oh Lord, I trust you. I trust you and believe.
The Mark Mathis Family, Sometimes It Takes a Mountain, recorded by the Gaither Vocal Band at one time, but nobody does it any better than the guy that wrote it. To him and his family, the Mark Mathis Family, our featured artist here on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight program this morning, as we're spotlighting their brand new project called The Turn that was recently released. I highly recommend getting a copy of it and being able to take it with you wherever you go. Caleb, let's talk to you. You've been sitting over here so patient and quiet. I know you're just dying to talk, I'm sure. What's it like traveling with your wife and your father-in-law, singing together with them on stage? It's got to be a great blessing and honor, isn't it?
There is no greater blessing other than being saved and knowing that I'm a child of God, that I've been redeemed. But my family is the most important thing to me, next to him only. And just to get to share this ministry with them is a great blessing. So.
And you've got kids that travel along with you, and so that always makes it exciting.
Yes, we have a big family. We have four children, McKenna, Micah, Pacer, and Bo. We have two girls and two boys, and they're a blessing in our lives, and just thankful for each one.
Let's talk about the next song we're going to listen to, He Is Who He Is.
Man, this is one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites on this album, but this is such a great, great song, and Mark's just a blessing to write all these songs, and we're just thankful to get to share this ministry.
Here is that song, He Is Who He Is, the Mark Mathis Family on the Local Artist Spotlight.
He is who he is, he was who he was, he did what he did, and he still does what he does. The Alpha, Omega, the babe from Bethlehem, the spring of living water, and he is the great I Am. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the cloud that led the children through in the walls of Jericho. A robe of many colors, a shepherd was his choice. He wasn't in the big earthquake, but in the still small voice. He is who he is, he was who he was, he did what he did, he still does what he does. The Alpha, Omega, the babe from Bethlehem, the spring of living water, and he is the great I Am.
He healed the blind man, the hurt hand, he set the captive free. He walked up Calvary's hill one day to die for you and me.
In 3 days he rose up from the grave, and he walked with men that day. He intercedes for you and me.
He lives, heals, and saves.
He is who he is, he was who he was, he did what he did, he still does what he does. The Alpha, Omega, the babe from Bethlehem, the spring of living water, and he is the great I Am. He is who he is, he was who he was, he did what he did.
He is who he is. That's the Mark Mathis family on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. As this weekend, we're featuring the latest project from the Mark Mathis family called The Turn, just released, and what a great project it is. Bobby, I'll tell you, you are on the stage with these two guys. You're kind of in the middle. You've got your dad, you've got your husband, but boy, you just, as a mom and as a wife and as a daughter, God has truly blessed you, hasn't he?
Very much so. Very much so. Blessed beyond measure.
It is. Speaking of that, you guys put a song on this project, and Mark, you wrote this song, and Bobby, you're featured on that. What, as a mom, I know how my wife is. I know how my mom is. Family is so important, and knowing that your kids are okay, and knowing that everything's, God's in control, and you can just see God working in your family's life. As a mom, those blessings are so wonderful to you can't even put a count on them, can you?
No, sir. It is amazing. I grew up listening to the song, my dad's group that he sang with while I was growing up sung it. So I begged my dad, please, can we sing this song? Because I am blessed beyond measure. You know, everything in life doesn't go right, but nobody can take away those blessings that God gives you.
I've been blessed beyond measure with a home that's warm, filled with love. I've been blessed beyond measure by a Savior who came from above. I've been blessed beyond measure, and it's overwhelming my soul. How do you measure the blessing that's worth more than silver?
You and me. How do you know?
It's Mark Mathis family blessed beyond measure from their brand new project here at KTTK. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to do one more song from the Mark Mathis family, a song that we're featuring right now as their latest release, not actually been released to all radio stations, but we're getting the jump on it. It is such a great song. And it was so hard to choose a song, Mark, because you wrote 9 of the 10 songs on this project, and every one of them are worthy of radio play.
Wow.
And we just appreciate your gift sharing it through song.
Well, thank you.
I mean, what a blessing it is. Tell us about The Turn, because this has a special meaning to you.
You know, we sing it each week, and when we sing it, you can just watch the audience, the crowd. And this song is really speaking to people because it's good to be reminded of the time that you made the turn, when you personally realized that you were in need of a Savior and you stopped going your way and you turned to the way of the cross. And so this song is just written about the time that you made the turn.
I turned left when I should have gone right. I chose a winding road that led me into the night. Warning signs flash bridges out, and then I heard a voice say stop and turn around. The turn is where I first met Christ. The turn is where I saw the light, and I left it all behind when I made the turn. And there I was made new again. That place is where it all began. And I'll never forget that day when I made the turn. Life's a ride with its mountains and curves, and on this road of life we sow and reap and hurt. Still today, there's hope to be found, and it's found in Jesus Christ, a child. Turn around.
The turn is where I first met Christ. The turn is where I saw the
That's the Mark Mathis family with The Turn on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. They've been our featured group here this morning as we have had a wonderful time here in the studio talking to them. Actually, we're not in the studio. We'll just tell folks, we're in a janitor's closet at Gospel Spectacular. And we just had to find a quiet place to do it. We love radio. You can't see us. I just love that. But thanks for joining us in the janitor's closet this weekend and talking about your brand new project. What a blessing it has been. Now, Mark, you guys don't do a whole lot of singing in churches on Sunday mornings because you are very heavily involved with your ministry there at the Crossway Baptist Church in Springfield. I know that your family, they all work in the ministry as well. Mm-hmm. But if folks are having a concert maybe on a weeknight or a Friday night, Saturday night, or something special,
just get on our Facebook page, the Mark Mathis Family, and private message us, and one of us will get back to you.
All right, guys, thank you so much. I'll tell you, Mark, Bobby, Caleb, it's been a great time visiting with you this weekend. And once again, if you've enjoyed the program this morning or you've missed part of it, go to our website, kttkradio.org. It's located there on our homepage. You can listen to it, download it to your computer, or you can take it with you wherever you want to go and listen to it again and again and again. And then I can assure you, this project, you want to go get a copy of it. Mark Mathis Family, thank you so much, guys, for joining us this weekend. And blessings on your ministry. What a great, great time of your lives being able to do this together.
Thank you.
This is Local Artist Spotlight here on KTTK. Stay tuned. Adventures in Odyssey is next.